Morning Trend
with Big Party Began and Molly
on Channel 94.1.
LA was a shaking last night. A small earthquake, 3.6 magnitude, hit the greater Los Angeles area at about 11:40 last night. So
you run outside in your underwear? That's the big fear.
That's what you're supposed to do, right?
You stand in a doorway or you're nervous at the... Probably doesn't scare them enough, but they said it had people freaking out. Like, was people were tweeting, was that an earthquake?
Okay, so
it was
100%.
Felt like LA proper, really. So like Los Feliz, Silver Lake, where a lot of people live, Santa Monica, all those downtown LA. I mean, that's pretty significant real estate for out there. It's on the flip side, there was a 3.6 magnitude earthquake in Tennessee yesterday, and it was the second in Tennessee.
They probably don't know what that is, right? They're probably just like, maybe granddad's out dynamiting fish again. Yes. More exciting. I mean, we would freak out here if we felt anything.
Yeah, 3.6, and that was the second earthquake in like a day. Well, the first one was like 2.8 out in Tennessee. I'm like, what is going on?
What was the one that we could feel that you felt here, Jeff?
It was down in Oklahoma a couple of years ago. And remember, people thought it was because of the fracking down there.
Because
there was a lot of fracking for oil in Oklahoma. And they had earthquakes all the time. And there was one, it was either a Saturday or a Sunday morning. You could feel it in Omaha, Nebraska. I mean, I felt it. Lots of people felt it.
God, I wish I could have felt that.
It was neat. I mean, the bed was shaking. I woke up giggling. I know how dumb that sounds. But it was like, it must have been like somebody tickling you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you ever sleep in your bed the wrong way just to switch it up?
Sure.
Like your head where your feet normally are?
Yeah,
Sometimes I do that.
Do you?
Yes.
Switches up the mattress. And so it was one of those days where I was sleeping, you know, where my head, where my feet would be flat on my back, sleeping in on the weekend, loving life. And I wake up too. I'm going, and the bed is shaking.
Oh.
And then I thought, what the hell was that? And I fell back asleep.
Oh, that's
funny. And then all of a sudden, bling, bling, my phone was binging and people were... It was a news flash that people felt an earthquake in Omaha. So I don't know. If I lived in LA, I would probably go bananas if I felt one because we would know it was an earthquake.
Then you would
and
know.
I would run outside in my underwear and stand in the street.
Here, you would know so much.
I just want to run out in my underwear.
Sounds like you're looking for an excuse. House fire, maybe.
Want to show off my beach body. How many people have been working out for 3 weeks and they think they're looking for an excuse to take their shirt off?
I want to talk to that person right now.
The body shape is the fact that, Jeff, you and I mean, you've got to be like fish belly white at this point. Like, you've been covered up for long enough.
Everyone is.
Yeah, but we are a particular shade of pale as Irish people. And nobody can get pale quite like that. There is a new... out of Washington State, coronavirus is now a first confirmed case in the U.S. This was something that was isolated up until now just in Asia. It started in a territory in China, spread to Thailand and South Korea and Japan, and now we have our first confirmed case out in Washington State.
They just got back from there, so that's kind of the deal.
But they haven't been checking at people at the airport since the last spooky Ebola scare. Mm-hmm. So they're doing the deal where they're taking people's temperature at the airport. If you come from a specific region, because I guess they know from the Ebola, you're a certain kind of hot.
Gosh,
yes. They're like, yeah, maybe we should check on you. And since they always send Ebola people to Omaha, since we got that sweet thing at UNMC that can crack every doomsday disease,
that's
we wonder, will they be sending these people to Omaha? Watch for that headline.
I don't like it. I think it's cool, but it just seems like when it's in the middle of an area, this is all movies. This is movie talk. When it's in the middle of the United States, the area, it seems like if something was to get a little nutty, it would spread out as opposed to spread over. Does that make sense? You know what I mean?
Yeah, the idea like you're centralizing it can have room to breathe.
I live in Midtown right by UNMC, so last time we had that Ebola scare, I had buddies in town, and I was telling them, I go, there's Ebola people.
Right there.
Couple blocks away, they were like, "You're kidding me, right?" I'm like, "No,
that's terrifying to anyone." They're like, okay.
"You're in ground zero."
God, I still remember when they brought those guys in. You know, they got them off the plane and they had an escort. It's all freaky
but
stuff.
But they're
going to
cure it here.
I hope so.
So maybe we would get the anecdote first. We're just plain people. It's not coming here.
No, probably not.
But we'll get your flu shot.
But
just
seriously,
because
though.
The flu is like,
you guys,
seriously,
write your will. You guys can have my Xbox.
Well, no one's going to need a will.
Maybe I do. I'm dying. Apple is going to start producing a low-cost iPhone next month. It will it'll start for sale by March. The cheaper iPhone is reportedly going to be similar in appearance to the iPhone 8. The issue is the price isn't known yet either. The iPhone SE sold for about $400.
I'm learning I need a cheaper iPhone because if I'm paying all this money for an iPhone and I'm only using it, I mean, there's nothing on here that I'm using that's going to be like, oh my God, that was so worth the money.
Yeah, but you had to upgrade.
Put it cheaper. I had to upgrade. I had no choice.
What is that?
I got an 11, right? I got the cheaper 11 because I didn't want to have to do this again.
Yes.
I wanted to wait a while because the last one I traded in was like the cheaper 7. I go all day long.
Now maybe. You're like an iPhone snob and you don't want them to make any others.
No, I know. After spending that money, I'm like, hey.
You're like, everyone else's has to be worse than mine.
I do like and love and enjoy the face recognition. It works almost every time for me.
But it does. Let's have this argument. It doesn't all the time. In low light, it's constantly.
But
mine all the time is like, is that you?
Okay. See, mine doesn't. I don't know why. Maybe because I have it super bright. But the glasses.
Maybe you're just easy to recognize because you're bald. So you're just a round head with glasses on. You're the Larry David logo from HBO. It's it's totally. Him or some other bald dude with glasses. Like, open sesame.
Any one of these guys.
My phone is like, he's a good looking dude. He's interesting. Chiseled. Is that you, good looking man, or another good looking man who stole his phone?
Oh, how many good looking guys have handled this device?
I could hold my phone.
Is that
up
the
to
internal
a...
monologue you have as you're getting your face recognition software where the phone's like this old face again?
Who's on his phone now?
God, I wish it would say stuff like
that. Are you taking slow feeds? Because mine doesn't have the triple camera.
No.
So I went cheap.
You
I went
do
with
one?
The XR, the one before the 11.
It's all you're doing is slow motion, you know, and then you play it. And yeah, we'll play around with it. Yeah, because I do have a slow-mo version.
I mean, have you been playing around with it?
I did it one time when I saw some stupid commercial of a fat old guy that looks like me shaking his face around. The slow-mo or slow. What do they call
you look like a dog shaking itself after it got out of the tub. Your jowl shaking.
It's fun.
When you were like, never again.
Don't make me laugh, it hurts.
That's the problem with selfies. Selfies aren't fun when you don't like the way you look.
Oh,
Jeff, I haven't taken a selfie in a while, man. So it's like, all right.
I'm sure you can find an angle that makes your face look the way you like it.
It's called filters. Keep filtering. Keep filtering. No, weather. Not that one. Keep going.
Big Party, DeGan and Molly.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show
on Channel 94.1. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
All right, so we're talking about selfies.
Yes.
The iPhone, all that fun stuff that opens up automatically, unlocks by face. I do think they're missing out on an opportunity to actually, make the world a better place in some levels, by saying, hey, beautiful, good morning, or you're hot, or whatever the case is when you do the face.
You need your phone to tell you you're hot? Really? Because you know it's a robot.
Any port in a storm, Jeff.
This is where we know that.
Ego is fragile. Any positive reinforcement.
That's what we've joked about why the love robot will take over. Because think about it. It's AI. It's programmed.
Sure.
To adjust to whatever you want. Once it feels like it knows you, it's going to laugh
at
your jokes.
Hey, big fella. You are just the stuff.
But we don't want it to say like that.
But it won't even stop. Scary thing. It won't even sound like that.
No, it'll be normal.
We're really going to run into this in our own time. And I've always said that it's going to be the first guy in your circle where guys are going to be like, dude, are you really in love with your love bot? It's going to happen, Molly, in your kids' generation, probably.
It is. It is.
Well, hopefully not to my kids, though. Let's just go
ahead
and
keep that. No, because you're going to raise them right. But... Mm-hmm. Like, it's going to be like, you can't bring your love bot out to the bars.
No.
And then there'll be
Thanksgiving
guys.
Thanksgiving is bot free. Sorry, dude. Humans only.
Or like, guys, we'll go out. You. None of us will want to go out anymore because you're going to want to stay home. Look, you guys don't know her like I do. She laughs at my jokes. She gets me. It's because she's programmed to.
9 out of 10 times when you're going out to get some love in, right? Especially
not
if you're single.
Well, you ever go out to see your friends and have a good time?
But there is those thoughts where you're like, maybe I'll hook up if you're single. Maybe mm-hmm. someone will be out there, right?
It's exhausting.
I know it is. I know. But that's going to eliminate that feeling because now you can get the loving at home from Sheila the Love Bot. But, and then carrier places, I guess. I don't know. I know it's going to happen eventually. The Love Bot thing is, it's just going to be happening with, like, I don't know, think it's Molly's generation kids.
The Wylene is the only kids. Thing standing in front of you bringing your robot Sheila places.
No.
She's like, don't do it.
And it all started because he took a slofie and she said, you are hot.
Exactly.
Oh my God, Sheila. The programmed AI who laughs at my dumb jokes.
She gets me. She's like, ugh, Sheila. All she is, she's one.
She wore out.
She is one software reboot into finding you. Disgusting. Hey. So, like, seriously, ow. her hard drive could change just like that. All it takes is a couple strokes by a programmer. Move.
So who will leave first?
Josh the tech guy.
Yeah. Who will leave first? Will the men leave the women, you know, behind yes. for our love bots? Or will the ladies leave the men?
The ladies will leave the men.
Nope, the guys will leave the chicks.
No,
I'm just saying for the record, Molly, which sex likes the... those kind of things?
It's not about that. That already exists. But what you're talking about is ego stroking. You're not talking about body stroking.
Well,
body stroking already exists.
I'm saying once the AI is in your... and it goes, oh my God, tell me about that bitch at work. You are so smart. Your boss, Gary, does not appreciate you. I will listen for hours. And you're like, okay, another glass
That's
of wine.
That's what men think that we want to hear. But I am telling you, guys are a lot more fragile than that. And they were like, you know, love to hear about your day and how handsome you are, how smart you are, how strong you are.
It's programmed to know when you got your haircut.
Yeah. Did you get a haircut today?
Are Looks those nice. New shoes?
Yeah, all the little tiny things that when you do say that to a woman, they go, oh, you noticed.
I guarantee you in the party Wylene household.
Oh, don't even.
He is probably the one where it's like, she didn't even notice that I got a new
How
shirt.
Dare
Can't you?
You
hear that? More than Wylene saying, like, Mike didn't notice. Like, I could see of the two of you, you being the more fragile about, like, I completely was rocking it and it went unnoticed.
I don't like you.
I don't even like you right now.
I don't know.
I don't. You're probably right.
Just saying.
You're probably
there
right.
There are things that, like, if I stepped out and I'm wearing a new outfit and my husband doesn't notice, I'm kind of like par for the course. But if he steps out and he's wearing something snazzy and I don't take note, he hurry up and let me know that he's, like, looking good. Yes, like, Molly, well, I am looking good. You're right. I do look very handsome in this new shirt. Thank you for noticing. And I'm like, I'm sorry. You look handsome.
Well, don't update your Apple iPhones, people, because the new iOS is going to replace your significant other.
The tea is next with the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
The Big Party Morning Show. Time to spill the tea.
Powered by Bic Razors. Billie Eilish has a new album in the works, but that's the good news. The bad news is it may not drop until next year, possibly later. So it just came out that she'll be performing live at the Grammys. She's nominated for a ton of them. And then Billie Eilish is working on the theme song for the next James Bond movie, No Time to Die, which hits theaters April 8th. But apparently during all of this, she's also managed to get in the studio and put out new music, I imagine, with her brother Phineas and her frequent collaborator.
Well, I mean, when the studio is your bedroom, which, let's be honest, that's everybody now.
Yeah,
you don't have to book studio time.
Nope, do it right there.
I mean, and she's the way, the style that she sings, she can literally record anywhere.
Yeah.
What is it like? What do they call it? But she just kind of mumbles.
Mumble rap?
Yeah, mumble rap.
And the way phones have come, I mean, you can do all the editing. I mean, they do it with an iPhone. You know?
Phineas can come up with a cool beat.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm sure you master it eventually.
Right.
But like recording a demo has never been easier. I mean, come on, kids. You can make a movie on your phone.
Nickelback is coming to Omaha. It's their 15th anniversary tier. Tear comes to my eye when I think about this.
Quit it.
15th anniversary tour.
Our love
for
hate
all the right
Nickelback.
Reasons. I know.
And they're good people. They're good people and they do love
the
Omaha.
Nicest.
They really say they love Omaha. What's the date?
August 8th. They're coming to Omaha.
I feel like all is right in the rock universe.
I'm sorry, August 9th. They're going to be August in Arkansas 9th. On August 8th. August 9th is Omaha, Nebraska.
I feel like the rock universe is balancing itself because the day Nickelback says they're coming, Pearl Jam released a snippet of their next single, and they have a new album. Yes. The first in years, and they're going on tour.
Mm-hmm. I would love to. If I had to balance them both, of course, it'd be Pearl Jam first. Dream concert would be Nickelback opening up for Pearl Jam.
You should probably check out, because I believe Pearl Jam is doing one of those arena or stadium kind of tours, and I believe Chicago is one of the stops. They love playing at Wrigley Field when they can. They're huge Cubs fans.
Yeah, the closest you got to go to Omaha is Denver, Chicago, or St. Louis. I'm on the waiting list to try and get tickets. So that's kind of exciting, right?
Yeah. Taylor Swift is going to have a new song when she drops her, debuts her documentary Miss Americana next week on Netflix. It's called Only the Young, and apparently she wrote it to hopefully stoke some fires politically.
She can sing like that, Molly.
I do. Especially today. Wish I could speak.
Just saying,
yeah. But this Miss Americana documentary is gotten a lot of critical acclaim. Like, they went ahead and made the festival rounds, and people really liked it. And it opens at the Sundance Film Festival this week, and then it'll be debuting January 31st on Netflix. And it's tempered by the fact that Taylor Swift also revealed that her mom, Andrea, which, if people are super Taylor fans, they've probably seen Andrea or familiar with her or met her if they've gotten backstage, because she's always right by her daughter's side. She's been diagnosed with a brain tumor. Andrea Swift had been receiving treatment for breast cancer, and the doctors found a tumor in her brain. And they said, and Swift made a statement saying, it's just been a really hard time for us as a family. But part of the reason that she's got such a short tour planned for Lover later this year is that they don't know what's going to happen, and they don't know what treatment is going to be needed, and she wants to be there for her mom.
Absolutely.
Why don't you just cancel the tour?
I know.
I can see her mom being like, you gotta go, you know, one of those moments. Mom's pushing you.
All right, so it could be worse, Molly, so stop complaining.
Yeah. I'm not.
No, you
are. I could.
You have to.
A little bit. Sorry.
It's all right.
Everybody, KQCH Omaha. This is the Big Party Morning Show
on Channel 94.1.